Our reading is from the second book of Corinthians, chapter 12, to verses 6 through 10. If I had a mind to brag a little, I could probably do it without looking ridiculous, and I'd still be speaking plain truth all the way. But I'll spare you. I don't want anyone imagining me as anything other than the fool you'd encounter if you saw me on the street or heard me talk. Because of the extravagance of those revelations, and so I wouldn't get a big head, I was given the gift of a handicap to keep me in constant touch with my limitations. Satan's angel did his best to get me down. What he in fact did was push me to my knees. No danger then of walking around high and mighty. At first I didn't think of it as a gift and begged God to remove it. 3 times I did that. And then he told me, "My grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness." And once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap and began appreciating the gift. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weakness. And now I take limitations in stride and with good cheer. These limitations that cut me down to size, abuse, accidents, opposition, bad breaks, I just let Christ take over. And so the weaker I get, the stronger I become. Here ends our scripture reading. May you and I sense God's presence and follow His ways as we seek to understand scripture this morning. You know, Apostle Paul, so much part of all our Bible readers' lives, he wrote so much, and he's responsible for so much of the New Testament, that we know and understand the Apostle, as far as Scripture goes, just about the best of all. He never hesitated, he spoke from his heart, and I think the people of his time had difficulty with him at times, because he just gives the impression that he would stop for nothing. They could beat him up, and they did. He bled in prison cells, and time again, he stood up, because it was all about Christ, nothing about him. He was an optimistic and a positive person. Now, I must say, most of the time, because I know how he must have felt when they got lost on the open sea. I can't imagine that he was very positive, but most of the Bible says so. And so the Apostle Paul had the ability to inspire and to also energize both the people of his time and generations still to come. And we are part of a generation, centuries and centuries after all this was written. It was as if nothing could prevent Paul from triumph after triumph for Christ. Then he suddenly turned his attention to himself. After all his triumph, the mood changes in this chapter. Suddenly he turns the attention to himself. You know what he did? He revealed his own personal limitations. Finally, Paul admitted, "O God, I'm your servant, but I'm only human after all." And I was a bit curious, you know, when you do Bible study, you want to know, well, exactly what was happening here. But that's where he stops. He doesn't really tell us. He doesn't give us more of an explanation. He talks about the thorn in the flesh and all that stuff, but no explanations. And pondering this, my guess is that Apostle Paul did that on purpose. And then I wondered, could it be that he was reminding us that we all, you and me, are just human. Simply human. Merely human. And is that Paul's challenge through Scripture? That each one of us, you and me, need to work on our very own weaknesses. Now, he goes even beyond that. And that's where Bible study, it's such a wonderful privilege we have. He says, there's also a positive side to all this. Remember, he was just revealing himself. He was just talking about his weaknesses. And what does he call it? You heard it in Scripture this morning. The gift of my handicap. Isn't that strange? The gift of my handicap. The apostle says that it was his gift because it kept him from being too elated or become overly proud. We all have weaknesses. No one is perfect. That may be a difficult thing for some of us to admit. And while some of our weaknesses are physical, oh, we know that also well. Some are mental. Some are of moral nature. Some of those weaknesses have to do with our work. Some, ask any pastor, some with their family life. Some of us have to deal with weaknesses in our own private lives. Only known between God and us, and we need to deal with that at times. Some have to examine our faith at times as a weakness. Say, my faith is not what it used to be. Oh, I know what it felt like when I first became a member of a church. I stood there, I was so proud, I was so pleased. I made promises to God. That was it. I never went back afterwards. That happens. Some people still talk faith. But I hear them talk amongst ministers, amongst so many people saying, well, you know, there's been a lot of study, been a lot of Bible study, and not only that, but great things happened. The Qumran documents appeared. And that was an unexpected blow. We had to re-look at Scripture. We had to reinterpret. It's so many things happened about our faith. The definition of our faith. Many of you received a letter this week of somebody, I think it's in Texas or so, condemning amongst others, us sitting in church this morning, our denomination, our church. I proudly sent it on to a few people. See what they're saying in Texas about us. Praise God that we could keep up and keep moving through the years. Never blinded by contradictions in the Bible that we do not understand, but always, always able to go back to the source and to study it through the years and to share in the enlightenment that became our part through the centuries. So, Paul was right, 20 centuries later, but let us admit, no one is 100% perfect. Not me, not you, not anyone else. Nobody. You know what? They have a nickname for that. They call it only human. You know, in that word, only human, I read and I sense God's presence and God's forgiveness. Through our faith in God, our personal weakness can turn into strength. It can cause us to grow and to reach beyond our limitations. Paul had to do some introspection. And then he discovered why he got a thorn in the flesh. Then he understood why he faced that specific challenge. You know the story? It happened on the road to Damascus. What a story! This young Jew was on his way to do what? Remember? Persecute Christians. Read your Bible. Am I saying it right, colleagues? That's what I was on the way to do. It happened on the road to Damascus. Read that story. God intervened. And he touched and he changed Paul in a moment. And from then on, Paul became the leader recognized through the centuries of Christianity in many different places. On the way to persecute others, God got hold of him finally. God touched his life. God revealed his handicap. And inspired him to seek a new and a better way of living and being. And since that day, the Apostle Paul embraced the teachings of Jesus Christ. Since that day, Paul rejoiced in his infirmities, his reproaches, his sufferings. And then he tells us a secret. When he was weak, he became strong. When I was weak, I became strong. That's Apostle speaking. Something happened. Finally, he was speaking through the power of God in his life. Finally. It was no longer about his own thorn in the flesh. It was about the honor and the glory of God. Handicaps can become strengths if they strengthen our determination. When transformed by faith, our weaknesses will become strengths. Without God's power, Paul would have remained a great unknown. So, before we come to the table, stop complaining a bit about our weaknesses. If we all became aware of our handicaps this morning, may I remind you, if you're dealing with a lemon in your life, you've got all the ingredients for lemonade. That's such a great thought. Whenever you face a lemon, a sour lemon, turn it into lemonade. And I would add to the glory of God through to our faith. Helen Keller was blind and deaf from the age of only 19 months old. Yet she inspired millions by sharing her experiences and insights with the world through the media. Helen Keller literally went where no one had gone before. She opened a new doorway for the human spirit. And before she could even speak and read, she earned respect and received support as an underdog. No one could call Helen Keller a loser. And she overcame the worst disabilities and turned them in strengths. Winners are not those without weaknesses or disadvantages. They are those who have identified their personal weaknesses and their disadvantages and worked hard to overcome them. Losers are those who have not done one or the other. Identify your weaknesses and disadvantages. Overcoming them becomes easier when we admit that we have them. There are no solutions to the problems of life until we accept our problems. If our weaknesses helps us to grow, if our weaknesses makes us more determined to succeed, if our weakness causes us to try new things, and if our weakness causes us to rediscover the way to the heart of God, our weaknesses can turn into strength. Our scar can become a star. Our hurt can become a halo. God's answer is, my grace is enough. It is all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness. Therefore, we are now prepared to come to the table. A table of love and grace. And as you and I reach and taste the bread and the wine, I know what I did, because I had to be ready. I have to be ready every Sunday. God, can I say this from the pulpit? Without you knowing it, going through my heart. I can't sing. Sometimes I'm singing when nobody is listening. And I'm going to tell you what I sang, just as I am. Thou tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without. O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Amen.